Here's something we hope you really like.
You're listening to
Creating Daily.
There's something wrong with you. You know that?
Because you and I are like a mullet. Sid is the business, so he's the front part of the haircut, and then I'm the party in the back.
I think they're hilarious.
Speaks to me. It's like he's saying what I'm thinking.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Creating Daily. I'm your host, Billy Thorpe, and if this is your first time joining me, then welcome. Nice to meet you. If you've been here before, then welcome back, and I don't know what possessed you to come back, but please let me know in a chat near you. A lot of fun lined up today. This is the very first time that I am hosting what I am calling a creator roundtable. So I am multi-streaming. Some of you know I started multi-streaming in the beginning of the show about a month or so ago, doing a daily show at 2 p.m., and I narrowed it down to two platforms. And then I was like, man, I miss Clubhouse. I miss my community on there. So I want to do a creator roundtable. And so now I'm actually doing that on Clubhouse, on Facebook, on YouTube, on all the places. So if you are around, if you're available, say hello in the chat so I can make sure everything is working. And then also, I'm introducing a new platform that I'm going to start creating on is Guild, brought to you by Ritual Motion. I'm going to pin it right here in the Clubhouse room. And if you want to join me on Guild and or on here on Clubhouse, feel free to do that. But here in just a few minutes, I'm going to bring some creators up, whoever wants to talk. And we're going to talk about niche versus non-niche. You know, what are some pros and cons? And just have a conversation of creators and just have a lot of fun and implement Guild into this. So I just pinned the link if anybody wants to come over there. What's up, Nee? See Nee in the chat over on Clubhouse. I know he's super happy. He was like a super fan. So he's excited. Got Melanie over here on Guild saying hello. So really appreciate everyone jumping in and hanging out. Now, before I get started, I want to remind you, wherever you're watching or listening, hit that subscribe button, hit that follow button, subscribe to our YouTube channel, wherever you're watching, okay, or listening. Follow me, follow the channel. We go live every day. We're bringing on creators to really help you and inspire you in your creator journey. All right. So as always, I only have one segment because I want to leave plenty of room for us to have this discussion. So let's jump over.
Creator highlights.
No cooking necessary. No assembly required.
It's got to be funky.
All right. So today's creator highlight is brought to you by Owl. Owl is a new app where you can connect with experts. So if you have any questions, you can jump over there. You can pay for, you know, time, whatever dollar per minute or whatever it is for the person you want to talk to and ask any question you want to live. So if you, for instance, have questions about podcasting, I'm over there. I can help you. If I'm on, and I'm available and I'm live, I can help you out. So, you know, whatever. So if you're looking for advice, or if you're an expert and you're an advice giver and you want to get paid for your advice, then you can become an expert on the platform. And right now, if you join, it's in beta. It's like a limited beta. So you can use referral code BT614503. All right, that's going to get you early access. It's also going to get you a $10 sign-on bonus so you can actually check out the platform. So today's creator highlight goes to Evo Terra over at Podcast Pontifications. Evo is probably one of the first podcasters I started following when I got into the podcaster journey, started listening to his show. He's like an old school podcaster. He's been podcasting for probably since podcasts existed and has a long history of it. And it's always fun to hear him pontificate about podcasting. So if you're looking for another podcast to listen to, that's going to be a good one to check out. So let's jump back over and there you go. There's that subscribe button again if you're watching the video. But if anybody's in Clubhouse, and I've invited some creators, probably shouldn't do a roundtable discussion unless you got some people in the room. But I do see some of my friends in the audience here. I see Johnny with his balloon. I see Nee as well. And sometimes it takes a little while for these things to jump in. So if either of you guys want to jump up and say hello, feel free to do that. But I did come up with a backup plan in case nobody was available. And that is to share my thoughts, some pros and cons about a niche audience versus a non-niche audience. And we have Melanie says, oh, I'm digging this topic. I can't wait to learn more about niche content versus the general mass content is what I call it. So I'll share some thoughts. You guys let me know. And then also the Clubhouse room. Let me know what the audio sounds like. I think my little adapter might be messed up, so if it's too hard to bear, let me know. I'll switch it out real quick and just do audio only. But if you're watching on Guild, I do have like this cool little scene set up, so you can see who's on, or in this case near stage on Clubhouse. So while we're kind of waiting for some people to jump in, if they do, I invited a lot of creators personally to jump into the room, so we'll see what that looks like. But let's talk about niche versus non-niche, and does it really matter? In my opinion, it matters, and I'll tell you why in a little bit, but I do want to share some pros and cons with you. And if anybody in the that's listening or watching, if you have any questions, feel free to drop them in the chat, and make sure you just put Q:, and ask your question, and then I can answer it. And hopefully, this is supposed to be a roundtable. Hopefully, we get some people in here that will jump in. And if you're watching, on Facebook or YouTube or whatever, and you want to join the conversation, feel free to let me know. I can actually send you a link to Guild, and you can jump right in. It should be posted pretty close somewhere. Like if it says, "Hey, join the conversation," with a little pointy finger, that link, just click on it. You can come in easily, quickly sign up, and be a part of the conversation. So let's jump into a few pros and cons of this niche. Let me know. Do you say rich, like niche like rich, or niche like quiche? Wait, is that the quiche is like the egg mix stuff, like with bacon or something? This is what I don't like about solo shows. I talk so much. I need like little stingers so I can take drinks of water. Niche like quiche, Melanie says. All right, sweet. I say niche like rich because that's what I want to get from my niche. All right, anyway. Okay, so let's talk about it. So let's talk about some pros. Let's talk about some cons. The first pro that I have listed here that I think is a real pro is expert mode. And this is what I call expert mode. It's really positioning yourself as the expert in the topic that you're covering. So if I'm covering podcasting, for instance, and I have a podcast about podcasting or a live stream about podcasting, I can quickly kind of position myself as a thought leader in that arena, in that area. So it's going to help me quickly build trust with an audience by providing consistent knowledge and insight on a popular topic or a particular topic. And I think that is one thing that when we are, and we've been around people like this, you've probably been around somebody like this before, and they're multi-hyphen, and I'm a multi-hyphen creator, a multi-hyphen person. We all are. We all do different things, have different interests. But if you go to a networking event and you meet somebody and you're like, "Hey, what do you do? You know, like, what do you do for a living? How can you help me, or how can I help you?" And they go, "Oh man, I'm a graphic designer. I'm a coder. I'm a professional golfer. I don't know, like basket weave underwater on the weekends or whatever. And I teach people how to do it." Then that kind of maybe dilutes the effect of like, "Hey, I can help you do this or that." And so think about that when you're presenting yourself. And I think too that you can present yourself in different areas at different times. So like someone is asking this question on Clubhouse the other night, they're a multi-hyphen creator, they're a YouTuber, Amazon live streamer, they're I can't remember what, like pottery, and then like interior designer. So all creative, all good stuff, but it's like, how do you want to show up in the group or the circle you're at, and where can you bring the most value? All right, so we got Andrew Milton says, "What's up?" in the chat. Hey, Andrew, good to see you, Drew. Oh, I don't know why that's all over my face. Here we go. I can move it. All right, excellent. So thanks, Drew, for jumping in. So that's the first pro that I really see about having a niche, is you can really position yourself as the quote-unquote expert in whatever it is that you want to try to accomplish. The next thing here is it builds confidence. So when you, not just for you, but obviously for you, to know what you're talking about, to be able to show up, to be able to present the stuff, the knowledge that you know, but also for your audience. I don't know how many times when I've jumped on a podcast or a live stream show, and for the first kind of 5 minutes, I'm like, "Where is this going? Am I?" And I'm like kind of a little bit of FOMO, like, am I going to miss out on something if I don't stay? But I don't really know what I'm staying for. I really don't understand what's going on. You know, maybe it's a bunch of bantering. There's not a lot of explanation. I'm a little bit confused. And then all of a sudden it's like, all right, I'm out. But when you are on a niche topic and people know, like, I'm going to come to Johnny. So Johnny's in the audience over here on Clubhouse. What's up, Johnny? He's got a little balloon on. So welcome, Johnny. And his 1 year anniversary apparently is today. So congratulations on surviving 1 year on Clubhouse. You've made it. Welcome to the 1 year club. But Johnny has a podcast on the weekends called Back to the Cereal Box, where I know if I tune in, and Drew Milton is a co-host on there as well, I believe. I know if I tune in on Saturdays, I know what I'm expecting. I'm expecting some awesome people in their pajamas, hanging out, eating a bowl of cereal, talking about pop culture, talking about movies and games and all the fun things that they're into. And I know I can expect to be entertained by that, and I know where the conversation is typically going or what it's about, and so I can expect that. When people jump into creating daily, like, they can expect that we're going to be talking about the creator economy, you know, creator, you know, formats or workflows or things like that, or to make their life easier, to really inspire them as creators to jump in. So that is another thing. It builds confidence, not only with me because I know where I'm going, or you for a niche, but also with your audience because they know where you're going. It's kind of like you just don't get in some random person's car and like, all right, let's go. I'm with you. Whatever you want to do, I'm doing. But when you're the driver, you say, hey, here's what we're doing. Here's where we're going, or call Uber or whatever. Anyway, and by the way, if you're joining me over on Guild or on Clubhouse, feel free to jump in. And if you're not, there's a link near you where you can tap on it and come check out the live show and be a part of it. So Johnny, me, if you guys are at a place where you can, feel free to jump in. So moving along, though, to my next point here is to the ability to build an authentic audience. Now, this is something that I have learned kind of the hard way. But once I learned it, I think it changed the way I create content. It changed the way that I show up. It changes the way that I research and develop shows. And this is really, when you have a niche, it helps you, it gives you a chance to build a pure audience. So I preach this until I'm blue in the face, especially when it comes to sponsorship opportunities, is I want a pure audience that I can go to a sponsor and say, hey, here's who I'm catering to. I know my audience. I know what they want. I know where they're at. I know what they're doing. And I'm really trying to curate content for them. So think quality over quantity. And I think when you really focus, the benefit of a niche, I should say, I'm not telling you what to do, all right? I'm giving you some pros and cons, but the pro is I can build that authentic audience and really capture their attention with the things that they want to know, love, trust, all those fun things. All right, so that leads me to my next point, which is one of the number one questions, like, you know, one, how do I grow my audience as a creator? Two, how do I make money as a creator? Like, those are the two main questions I get all the time, and I believe having a niche is one of those things. So when it comes to making money, there's a lot of different ways you can do this with a niche. You know, one is you have sponsorships. I'll just talk about that. I've talked about it. I'm, you know, pretty well known for getting sponsors with small audiences with my fishing show and helping other people do the same, not just with fishing, but with their niche target audience. So that's the first thing. Instead of going, hey, potential sponsor, I got a million people listening to my show that's, you know, all over the place, I can go to that sponsor and say, hey, I have this super niche audience. So that's one of the benefits of that as far as making money with the niche audience. Now the next thing, and I saw producer Jimmy jumped in, so over here on Clubhouse, if she wants to come up, feel free to raise your hand. No one wants to talk to me on Clubhouse, so I don't have a round table. I don't know what you call this when it's one person, so there's no roundness here. I'm a little round potentially, but anyway. So then the next thing here, make money. So you're talking about sponsors. Now we're talking about super fans. I just did this with the fishing show. So this is my second tier of monetization, is to create a membership. So we created memberships. So you got memberships, you got courses, you got merch. And when you bring this community together, this niche, you can bring product to them or services to them. So even if it's like affiliate relationship stuff that you have, if it's building your own merch, if it's, you know, doing your membership. But what it does is it brings this camaraderie around because everybody's in this niche. Everybody loves it. Everybody loves podcasting. You know, like, I'm obsessed with podcasting. Like, literally, I'm obsessed with podcasting. I'm obsessed with live streaming. I'm obsessed with content creation. And I know 50 dozen other people just like me. And when we rally around something, we'll bring an idea to life. We'll get excited about it. And so I would rather have 50 of those people who are obsessed with my niche. And when I drop a t-shirt or I drop an idea or I drop a membership, they're on it like sharks on a bloody whale, you know? I didn't say that from the perspective of like being British, like a literal bloody whale. So that's what I'm trying to figure out. I was like, okay, how do I create this really niche market? So all these people, and it's not just like, oh, hey, are you going to join that? Or are you going to do that? No, like, dude, we're in this. We're in it. We're, you know, we got this, you know, super niche, tight, engaged group of audience. And when you have a niche, that's what you can build. And then there's other stuff too that, you know, sometimes we don't think about as content creators. It's like, you know, if you're an expert or if you've aligned yourself as an expert as like a, you know, podcast coach or podcast launch person or monetization or whatever, and I'm just using this podcast niche, then the likelihood of you getting invited to other events, to speaking engagements, to be a guest on other people's live streams or their podcasts. I mean, all this stuff that we're talking about, it comes from being consistent. So a consistent application of elementary things I learned a long time ago is going to get you way further than just everything to everybody. So that, in my opinion, these are the things that, you know, are beneficial of having a niche market, a niche target, a niche audience, or trying to build that. Now, the last pro here, and I'll get into some cons because I want to deliver a balanced perspective here. All right, there's some cons to it. I think I'm not 100% sure, but I think there is. But the next pro here is it takes the guesswork out of relevant of like figuring out what are relevant topics and topic research. So part of podcasting, part of content creation is not just being on the camera, right? It's not just being behind my microphone or hitting the record button, but it's literally preparing. It's literally showing up and saying, hey, what is, sorry, I got distracted knees in the back chat. I'm going to actually switch this because no. I got a little audio issue here in Clubhouse, so sorry, I don't typically do this. This is why I don't like live streaming or multi-stream. So Clubhouse, give me a thumbs up if that's audio is better. I just switched it out, and we can see what happens. So anyway, but there's this whole preparation thing that goes before content creation. So one of the pros of having a niche is I can research way easier. I can get into a group of live streamers and go through the chats and go through the questions and figure out, like, is there a theme of a problem or a concern that I am an expert at solving that I can now create content around because people are looking for it? And there's a lot of people looking for the answer to this problem. So I can go into a Clubhouse room. I can probably get like 5 topics and run out and create 10 different videos on those 5 topics from my perspective as a content creator. And so that's another part of a niche that is beneficial. So got some people jumping in over here on Clubhouse. Cool. Looks like that audio issue is fixed. I thought that was going to be a problem. Unfortunately, I don't know how to fix it in this moment. So if anybody's just joining, I'll kind of do a little recap here. There's a bunch of people jumping in on Clubhouse. I'm talking about the difference between a niche and a non-niche, kind of pros and cons of each one of those. This was supposed to be a creator roundtable. However, it's not very round right now. It's got one person here, which is yours truly. But you know what? The show must go on. So you try stuff. You throw mud against the wall. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. But to give a little bit of recap on the pros of a niche, it allows you to position yourself as an expert. It builds confidence for you, builds confidence for your audience to know what they're going to get when they get in your car. That's kind of weird and creepy. It helps you build an authentic audience that you can then use to monetize. So through either memberships, sponsorships, or other stuff like public speaking events, things like that. And then the last pro was it takes the guesswork out of what are people looking for? How can I help people? So these are some of the things that, you know, I believe as pros to having a niche audience. Now, a couple of, you know, cons, which I don't know if I'll call them cons or not, but they are cons. I guess we'll call them cons just for the sake of the content here, that people tend to push back on a little bit. So if I go to somebody and they go, man, I've been podcasting for a really long time and I would really love to make some money on my podcast. And I go, cool, let's see, you know, let's see what this is all about. Oh, by the way, I got some people here on Guild. I didn't even realize I was on the wrong thing here. But anyway, I'm learning this platform. I see some people joining me over here as well. And if you're on Clubhouse and you want to check out Guild, feel free to hit that link above. So one of the things that people often say to me when I say, hey, let's figure out a niche. Like, you're trying to be all things to all people. And in my opinion, you can't really monetize as quickly by doing that. Without, you know, because you're just trying to build a giant audience versus a peer audience, a more valuable audience, quality over quantity, which I already talked about. So a couple of the pushback questions I get is, well, what if I don't like my niche after I've already started? And this could happen. I mean, this happens to me. I mean, I've done this. I've started a show where I'm like, you know what, or even Instagram. I started an Instagram account yesterday over something I thought was really funny. And then by the time I got done solidifying the username, I was like, wait a second, this isn't really a part of my world. Like, this doesn't really make sense for me. So it's okay to change. You know, you might start a live show, you might start a podcast, you might start a book, and you might get into it and you might just say, you know what, this isn't what I want to do. And it's okay to stop and do something else. Or maybe you learn through that some other niche that you were really targeting. And I did this, right? I did this as a podcaster. You know, people start asking me, how do you podcast? And sure, I know, but I really didn't have a good system for that. And then people found out I monetize the podcast. And then it was like, oh, how do you do that? And then I just went ham on the monetization versus the launch and growing, all that kind of stuff. So I really just kind of solidified my niche a little bit deeper. So if you start out, you know, if you start out big or, you know, you start out with a niche you don't like, you don't love it, don't have to do it. You can stop doing that podcast or that live show or whatever it is and do something else. The next thing is, I can't grow a big audience without a niche. I love this because if you have said this before, if you're like, hey, I have never, I cannot build a big audience with a niche. I want you to ask yourself this one question, or let me ask it to you and you can answer. Have you tried? Because I've learned this, and I tell the story all the time. I'll tell it for the people on Guild, is I was listening to a podcast and producer Jimmy is in the audience and in Clubhouse here. And it's one of the people that she co-hosts with, Glenn the Geek. He has a Horse Radio Network show. I heard him on another podcast, Dave Jackson's podcast, and talking about the School of Podcasting. And he was literally talking about how he went live every day for 90 minutes talking about horses. And I thought, my God, like, who is listening to 90 minutes about horses? Horse people. People who are obsessed with horses. People who spend 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, a million bucks or whatever on a horse. That's who are listening to horses. And so that's where I get the idea to do a fishing show, a live stream fishing show, which turned into a podcast, blah, blah, blah. And so that is where I get the idea. And I saw, and I have the biggest audience that I've ever had with any project I've ever done personally with a fishing audience over anything else. People on Clubhouse and Facebook and Instagram and even YouTube probably know me as a content creator who creates content for other content creators. However, that is my smallest audience. That is my smallest amount of income is coming from these projects. These I do because I love them. This is what I love personally. At the end of the day, this is my fishing for most people. However, I love fishing and I wanted to learn how saltwater fish, so I started a saltwater fishing podcast. Biggest audience I've ever had, fastest growing thing I've ever done, most scalable project I've ever had, the nichest thing I've ever done. Okay, so hopefully you're kind of getting the thing here of like, oh, okay, niche audiences work. So if you don't think you can grow an audience with a niche, and I'm getting preachy because nobody talks to me, all right? So if you don't think you can grow an audience with a niche, then I dare you to try. That's my gauntlet. I'm throwing the gauntlet down. I dare you. There's your challenge for the, you know, next 6 months to a year. Pick a niche, stay focused on it, serve the heck out of that niche, and see where you're at in 6 months to a year. Now, here's the third thing, and this is what I will end on as producer Jimmy is coming up to the stage. I'll share my last thought, and this is perfect timing for her to jump up. Didn't expect it to go this way, but it is. And my three-year-old's on the other side of that door screaming, so you might hear him, but this is, I can't think of content for a niche podcast because this is a challenge. But once again, I gave some ideas earlier. jump into Clubhouse rooms, Facebook groups, other live streams, get in the comments, go to on YouTube and figure out what the questions are. I mean, there's tons of ways to generate content and ideas. Do content that is disagreeing with someone else's content. Like, hey, I heard this person say, you know, you got to have a million followers to get podcast monetization through sponsors. I fight those all day, every day, because I think they're junk. It's a lie. Okay. You don't have to. You got to know how to do it, but you don't have to have a million people listening to your show. But to keep it simple, as a little exercise, get a main topic. So I'm going to just say podcasting because that's what I'm doing right now or whatever is podcasting. So I got my main topic, and then maybe I'll get three subtopics. All right. So maybe I'm going to do podcast. So podcasting is my main topic. And then what are three things that fall under that? Maybe I'll talk about gear. Maybe I'll talk about growth. Maybe I'll talk about monetization. And then within those three topics, now I'm going to build out a little tree. What are three other topics? So monetization, memberships, sponsorships, community growth or whatever, you know, like we're community, like donations or something. I don't know, or products or merch. There we go. Growth, like Instagram, you know, or not Instagram, like social media, advertising, you know, paid, so unpaid, organic, paid, whatever. And I break these down into little different tiers. And then gear, you can talk about gear all day, every day. There's a new piece of gear out there. No problem at all. So to recap kind of the cons or what people tell me are cons is one, what if I start a niche and don't like it? Start a new show, start a different show. I can't grow an audience with the niche. Have you tried? You should, because I've had a lot of success with it. And then last but not least, it's really hard to come up with content ideas. There's content everywhere. This is not a problem. You got to think about it different. And I'll tell you something, and I'm going to get to producer Jimmy so I can get a drink of water. She's saving me. But one time I thought this, and I was in a different industry. I was speaking on a stage every single week, and I told somebody, like, man, I cannot come up with one more thing to talk about. And they're like, well, what have you heard that really resonates with you? And I'm like, yeah, but I can't talk about that because somebody else already talked about it. I got to come up with my own stuff. It's all going to be original. And they're like, dude, nothing is original under the sun. And so don't worry about originality of like whatever. Worry about your perspective and worry about what thoughts that you have to come to that content. And so go out there. There's a ton of content. Consume it. Draw your opinions about it. Draw your perspective. Maybe it's the same. Maybe it's different. Maybe you agree. Maybe you disagree. And start doing content that way. So this has been a ton of fun. Unfortunately for everyone watching, I no longer have my Clubhouse screen on the screen because I had some audio issues with it. But hopefully you can hear producer Jimmy as I'm going to bring her on right now. Producer Jimmy, what's up? How are you?
Hey, man. It's great to be here and chat with you again as always. Man, this is such great content. You brought so many good points. I love how you balance pros and cons of everything. And I think I was once again accidentally brilliant because I think I've accidentally hacked how to podcast about any random thing that you want and not get thrown off kilter. And it's done like this. Do what I did. What I did was I built a network and I have a bunch of different shows. And as the executive producer, I can appear whenever I want. And I can talk about this, that, and the other. And I'm laughing, but this is true. Like, so Florida Podcast Network, one of the shows that came out a couple months ago was called Techsploration. And I got invited completely out of the blue to the grand opening of a local tech and innovation space. Just opened up at Nova Southeastern University in kind of the Fort Lauderdale, northern Miami kind of area. So I went down there and before I left the house, I had a last minute moment where I'm like, let me grab my microphones. I'm so glad I did. And so I did interviews while I was there, including with the chief information innovation officer, who's head of the whole thing. Right now on my show, Business in the Bedroom, it doesn't really fit exactly. Kind of out of scope. My other show, Podfest Podcast, also out of scope. So I couldn't bring it in. I couldn't do that in one of my own shows, but I desperately wanted to have those interviews, right? So it's kind of like I'm not done with what I'm currently doing. I'm loving my show, but I had an opportunity to randomly podcast about something else. So kind of to your point, if I have a niche, can I disrupt can I rock the boat by dropping in a random episode?
Yeah.
I think for most people, the answer is yes. It's a safe yes. You know, you can play with your show and your audience and have fun with it. In my case, I have options. So what I'm going to do is I'm taking those recordings, and they don't know this yet. I'm going to reach out to them. And the hosts of Techspiration, I'm going to get on with them and say, do like an intro with me talking about how I went down there, and then we're going to put it on their show. So I say all that to say this. Obviously, not everyone in this room has a network that they could do what I just did.
I was about to say, like, hold on. Like, maybe we should be doing a How to Start Your Own Network show.
But here's what you can do as a, if you have a single show. What you can do is if something's coming up, let's say, for example, I was going to a fishing tournament. No offense to anybody who's a fisherman. I would never go. But let's say I was.
What are you fishing for here, Producer Jimmy?
Let's say I was going to a fishing tournament. I could say, hey, Billy, I'm going to this really awesome, like the granddaddy of fishing tournaments happens to be in my backyard over the weekend. Would you, and I'm dying to go. I'm just excited and keen on like interviewing these people. Would you mind if I interviewed a bunch and then maybe you could consider it as content for your show? Would you say no to that, Billy?
I know you live in Florida and you said your backyard. So I would say no because my content is just for North Carolina. However,
okay, if I was
I see what you did there, and I think that is a genius idea. Yeah.
So maybe not Billy's show, but if there was a Florida fishing show.
If you lived in North Carolina, I'd be like, yeah, that would be super dope, even as additional content. I would love to. I mean, that's a great idea, by the way. Thanks for sharing that, stealing it.
Yeah, sure. No problem. Yeah, it just occurred to me yesterday. Like, this is not – obviously, I'm in a position where I have the luxury of being of knowing the shows and I produce those, so they can't say no. But just reaching out, if there's a show that if there's an opportunity to podcast about something that's completely out of scope for your own show, but you really want to do it, the answer may not be creating a whole nother new show. It may just be finding opportunities to randomly guest, you know, be a guest content contributor on someone else's show.
That's a great idea. I love that. And I want to real quick let people know in the audience. I see my friend Monty came in. I saw Johnny raise his hand earlier, and I think he had to dip out for a second. Anyone is welcome to come up. I was talking about a niche audience versus a non-niche audience. I would love to hear some other people's thoughts. If you're a creator, you know, what have you seen the most success with? And I do think this, in Producer Jimmy, on different platforms, it means different things. Like, you know, I started as an Amazon Live creator several months ago, and I am still confused because I'm so niche. I mean, that's how I've built this whole thing, is by really choosing my audience, knowing my audience, and catering to the information that they want and need. And when I got on Amazon Live, they're like, oh, you can do content about whatever you want. And I was like, what? Excuse me? And here comes Monty Weaver. He's also Amazon Live. He got me into it. But I'm still confused by it because I can be like, oh, I can create content about anything I want to, and it's okay, and I can still make money. So, yeah, it's pretty wild. But Monty, what's up, my man? Thanks for jumping in. I appreciate you jumping in here.
Hey, what's going on, Billy? Good to hear your voice again. It seems like it's been a while since we've been in a clubhouse room together.
I know, man. Well, I know you know what you need to do? You love video and live stream. Maybe as much, probably more than I do. Click on the link above me and come join me over on Guild if you want to. If you are at a place where you can.
Oh, so I can jump on video over there?
Yeah, dude. You know what? I'm going to say yes. Yes, you right. can. But you sure might have impressed. To you might have to set up an account and then you can jump in. I'm all still right. getting used to all the controls, but yeah, you'll like it. You'll like it a lot. And
can you tell us about what you're talking about? Because I'm not sure. I'm not aware of the software. What are you talking about?
Look at that. Everybody just like clicked in. Everybody went from Clubhouse over there. So if you click into that link, it's a live streaming software or live streaming platform called Guild, created by Ritual Motion. And that's what I'm live streaming on now. So it's kind of like, in my thought process, it's like if Twitch, like if Twitch... Let's see, who else would it be? Twitch, Clubhouse, and maybe Zoom. If they all kind of had like this weird trifecta baby, that's what it is. So you can You can literally jump in there just like Clubhouse. I can invite you to the stage. So I see there's a bunch of guests in there. If you want me to see your name, just create an account, maybe with your Google account really quickly. And then I can invite you onto the platform as a guest, as a presenter, and then bring you on stage. And you can come on with video or video and audio. And I'm not going to invite any guests because I just don't know who they are. But if you register, I can invite you up there. Pretty cool. So it kind of like molds all these worlds.
Twitter spaces?
Well, for you, yes, because you have that task cam. So you can easily do what I'm doing, which is just restreaming your audio over to Twitter spaces. But I'm live like video right now, so you guys can see my new skinny face I've been working on.
By the way, when you're up here, you're joking about talking to yourself and how you don't like to do it. I'm like, wait a minute, I saw you doing it. I saw you do a little video where you play two different characters.
Oh, that's not talking funny. To myself though. That's talking to the other characters that live in my mind. You're talking about that reel?
Yeah, it was really clever. Oh, but I can never find fish. Well, you need to try.
So this is I love that you said that, Producer Jimmy. And if anybody's on my Instagram, and go check out my reels, go check out maybe like the last one I did. I think that's the one you're talking about. And speaking of getting ideas for content creation, there's a guy on Instagram. I believe his name is Andrew Russo or something. He's a comedian. And he does that style of reels all the time.
Oh, he's so funny. Yes.
Yeah. And so, like, I didn't come up with that, you know, format, that idea, all that kind of stuff. You know, so I'm like, I didn't come up with it, but now I'm using that same, you know, format, probably way less funny, but it works for me, you know, for sure. So, I see James Scott is over here. James, if you're on a place where you can jump in, feel free to do that. I believe that's James Scott jumped in. And I see Monty over there. I'm gonna bring Monty in.
Monty, are you in Florida, by the way? I see your Dolphins fan. I'm just curious.
No, I'm in Virginia.
Well, I'll forgive you. Okay, carry on.
Oh, I was about to say Vermont. I was like way off. Well, yeah, he's in Vermont. Oh, let's see. It says somebody's raising their hand on Clubhouse, but I don't see him. I'm gonna make you a moderator. No pressure to stay.
I'm leaving immediately.
And Monty, whenever I see your picture come up there, I will bring you on. I think I'll figure out.
You know what? It might be a glitch because Monty's up here. He's up here.
No. I'm talking about on Guild.
Oh, on Guild. Gotcha.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm confused. I'm confused too. Don't worry. And I'm the one presenting or doing the thing.
You're doing great, Billy. We'll just edit this from our memories. This little moment here. You're doing great.
So, Producer Jimmy, so we've talked about niches. If anybody has any questions, by the way, feel free to raise your hand, come up, or drop them in the side chat or the chat over here in Guild, and we can answer those for you. I would prefer you keep it about niche markets or niche audiences and that kind of thing. However, if you have some general podcasting questions, as long as it's not about a TRRS cable, we'll be happy to take a look at them. So, all right. So maybe Monty's having a little internet connection issues there or something. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. Monty, you okay? You're still in Clubhouse with us? And you might have to join on your desktop. Well, you'd probably join on your desktop. Anyway, so Producer Jimmy, let's jump back over to you because we still got a little time here. And I'm having a lot of fun talking to more people than just myself. But how's Florida Man News going? Is it going well?
It is going so well. I'm beyond tickled. I'm so excited because I've been... this has been a dream in the making for me creating this show because I was such a fan of Joel and his old show for years. And if you know my story about how I got into podcasting in the first place, and it was my fight to bring my radio show that I loved so much back on the air, and that ended up kind of rolling into me being a podcaster. I guess this is kind of a repeat. I just realized, you know, Joel's show had to end because his co-host, for work reasons, had to stop. And I wasn't a happy camper, so I knew as soon as I had an opportunity to bring a show about Florida Man onto Florida Podcast Network, there was only one person I had in mind. And when he said yes to the dress, I was very excited. And so and so when we chatted about, you know, how to present it, because now we'll go from a co-hosted show to a solo show. And he came up, we came up with the idea of him doing it kind of Anchorman style. Gosh, and he's nailing it. And so it's being really, really well received. Thank you again for highlighting it on Friday. That was so awesome of you. But the numbers are incredible, and we're just getting started, and we haven't even done any major pushes. Like, there's some exposure partnerships that I'm working on, and so none of that's even started yet. So it's already, don't tell anybody, but it's already surpassed to at least for a week worth of downloads. It's all, technically only 6 days. It's already outpacing two of our other shows. It's doing that well. So
I won't tell anybody. I'll let you do that.
Break the news later.
Well, I figured it would, man. I mean, that is such a funny show. Like, I was pretty hooked when he said, what was that? He said, like, peep in a pickle and the guy's pooper or whatever. Pastor, like, I just can't pastor, even.
No, police oh my God. Peep a pooper and a pastor's peep a pickle and a pastor's pooper or something like
that. I don't know if it was a pastor's pooper. Like, that got a little weird, but. Oh, Monty.
There's a pastor involved in one of the stories. Maybe I'm mixing them up.
I hope it wasn't that one. I don't remember that one. What's up, Monty? How's it going, man? You're over here on Guild now. Maybe. I think you're muted, though. I don't hear you. I still don't hear you. Maybe.
There we go.
Monty teaches people tech. If anybody's interested, he can help you out.
Gotta learn a new platform in like 30 seconds. That's what I just
know, right? That's what I'm saying. Like, get over here. Come on. Let's go.
Yeah, man. I was on a call. I was like, let me jump over here. Love the conversation. Niche or no niche, right?
Yeah.
I think it's changing, Billy. I think as things continue to evolve, we consistently go through these cycles. And I know, well, at one point we had just do what you want, and then we had the niche cycle. And
somebody said, hold on, man. Somebody said they can't hear you.
Do I need to turn my audio back on for Clubhouse?
I can hear him just fine on Clubhouse, if that helps.
Okay, so Clubhouse can hear you. Garish said he can't hear you.
Oh, maybe. I don't know why, but Clubhouse has had its own glitches the last couple of days, so maybe it's a Clubhouse glitch.
However, Garish did tell me that he's watching here and on Clubhouse. So if somebody else can't hear him, let me know. But it's only one person. So sorry, Monty. So you said the landscape was changing.
I think the landscape is changing a little bit, where we had, you know, kind of show up. As long as you show up, you're good. You know, create something. And then it was, you got to niche down, because if you don't niche down, then you're going to be talking to you don't know who your ideal audience is if you don't niche down, and they won't know who you are. What I think is, and you know, because we're in this live shopping arena now, and a lot of companies and brands that we work with, they kind of just need content. And so I think what happened was, for us, I won't speak for you, I know for me, like, I was creating content for my niche, and other niches said, oh, I think that guy can create content for us as well. So they just really want content created. They need a face, and they need someone with a skill set of creating content. And I think that is its own business in itself, you know, just to be a content creator, literally be a content creator. If this company needs you, okay, I can create content for this company. Literally, I was out this weekend with my nephews, and we were driving RC cars. Now, I don't know anything about RC cars, never owned an RC car prior to a company reaching out saying, can you create a video for us? Sure. So it gave us time to bond, hang out, drive these cars around, even send us a couple drones. You know, I'm glad I can crash their drones and not spend money and crash my own. But I was flying these devices and creating content and having fun, but that's not really my main area. Like, I like talking live streaming and tech. That specifically is my niche. So
yeah.
I think the landscape is changing a little bit again, where if you create content in general and just know who you're creating it for and just being positioned correctly, I think that, you know, you don't necessarily have to niche down anymore.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm still getting used to that. I'm still getting used to, and sorry if I was a little distracted. Some people are saying they can't see you, which I'm not really sure why, because we're bringing in I can see you fine. I'm not really sure why the audience can't see you. So I just have a virtual camera coming in, and you have your camera. Are you doing a virtual camera as well?
Nah, I'm coming in straight off my Blackmagic device.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So, but yeah, man, I'm getting used to that because I do think there is that monetization thing through brands. You and I have talked about this a million times, where it's like, hey, there is a lot of value in just being a creator and having that skill set. I think for the average, creator who's like, hey, I really want to grow an audience, I do think you have to focus on something. So, Monty, you have over 25,000 people who are on your YouTube channel. Was that from niche? Was that from staying in your world, staying in your niche, or was that from creating content about anything and everything?
Yeah, I think platform is super important to the conversation because YouTube, I have to niche down. Otherwise, no one would come and follow me because if I'm talking about tech one day and then how to drive RC cars the next day and then Pokemon cards the third day, they wouldn't know why follow me. But if I'm creating content and I'm selling content that's not associated with my personal brand, I think that's a whole different conversation in itself. You may never know who Monty Weaver is, but he's the person that created the content that's in the videos. And the brand is the one that has the audience. They're the niche. The brand is the niche. So I think platform is definitely important, but yeah, YouTube is tech. It's live streaming, and so I did niche down. I kind of talked. I even was a little broad, social media and tech, and then I even narrowed it down to just tech. I actually did a video about Clubhouse, using Club Deck. You know how to use it from the computer because that's how I typically listen to Clubhouse. That video is not performing well, which doesn't really surprise me because my audience has no idea of what Clubhouse even is, really. They know live streaming and everything associated with that.
All right. Yeah, that makes sense, man. So I guess that does, like, the different platforms, different niches, different goals. And that's one thing, I think sometimes we try to create now somebody says they're getting feedback. I'm trying to make everybody happy. So I think so here's what's happening. Can you hear me still? You can probably hear
me now.
There's
no feedback on Clubhouse. So far, Clubhouse is winning.
Well, Clubhouse is ran through a TRRS, so it's a little bit different. So I didn't route the audio from here to Ecamm. And you know what I'm going to do? Hold on one second. Let me figure this out. Wait a second. Let me just do this. I'm going to change my audio from virtual mic to this. Now let me see if this works. Now give me a little something, Monty.
Billy over here working and getting paid to figure it out at the same time.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I like to do myself.
Let's see. Now we can hear you on Clubhouse.
All right, can you hear me now?
I'm just kidding. Calm down. I'm just kidding.
all right, so now Monty. Now Monty talk. Let's see if we can hear you.
Mic check, 1, 2, 3.
Dude, what is happening? I'm getting this all messed up. I'm going back to, I'm going to go back over here to how I had it set up. Like, give me a little chat right now, see if I can hear you.
Mic check, 1, 2, 3. Today we're talking about the creator roundtable. Niche or no niche.
Welcome to Creating Daily, where we help content creators break stuff. So for whatever reason, the people over in Clubhouse can't hear you. Clubhouse. I'm sorry. Clubhouse is good. This is why I don't multi-stream. This is why I'm like becoming an anti-multi-streamer because Clubhouse is good. But I think what's happening is I don't have your audio, Monty, routed through my Rodecaster or through Ecamm, and I'm using an Ecamm virtual mic to get to you. I don't know why they can't hear you. Just come over to Guild, John, wherever you're at.
Come back in to Clubhouse, Monty.
I'm still in Clubhouse. Now the
mute your microphone here and come live. Use your mic on Clubhouse and see what happens.
All right, so I'll mute my mic.
This isn't a good fix, by the way. But
so funny.
Now we're unmuted on Clubhouse, and I'm hearing myself.
You sound great.
Now you're hearing you. Oh, you know why you're hearing yourself? Because I got you going through. That's not going to work. Oh, anyway, All right. Can you hear me, Liz and Melanie? We're just working out some tech kinks. This was really an excuse to work out tech. You guys thought it was value, but it wasn't.
Oh, my God. That ultimate
prime. Oh, my gosh. Dude, your voice just sound like something crazy. Okay, so John just jumped in. I'm going to bring John up here because he can tell me what's happening.
Is that what who that was? I would have never...
Maybe if he can come up. Anyway, all right. So I don't know what we're talking about.
I had some commentary on the subject matter.
All right, let's go. Let's hear it.
So it'll be quick. I'm rebranding my other show, Business in the Bedroom. And the reason I'm rebranding it is I'm niching it more down because while it's great show, man, did I have some great engagement on that show. I realize there are a lot of people who can talk very well about starting a business, bootstrapping a business, creating, going from having a side hustle until a full-time gig. I'm not a lot of people, but there's a good healthy number of people who can talk about that. And I also personally have felt like my chapter on speaking on that is kind of complete. And so I'm niching by leaning further into the thing that I'm one of the few people who can talk about really, really well. And that is about how do you build your brand through using a podcast. And that's something that I've done myself, helped other people do. It's the backbone of my business. And it's what people are constantly coming to me for questions on. So I realized that me niching down even further is going to strengthen my brand in a lot of different ways. So I just wanted to let you know about that, add that into the conversation. How do you think about that?
Oh yeah, I love it. Thanks, you just saved us. That's how you know a seasoned podcaster. Like, tech struggles, no worries. You should be a live streamer, producer Jimmy. Throw that microphone. I mean, don't throw the microphone away. Just add a camera to it.
Actually, I was having a lot of fun. It wasn't on live stream, but I was having the time of my life the other day, running that Podfest room and playing the happy birthday song. And I was using my Mixcast sound pads like nobody's business. I was having a good time. But also, funny you should ask, and then I'll shut up so you can welcome John, that I had to put a video reel together the other day. A potential client wanted to see some video stuff. So I was pulling from a few different places. And I realized there's a pretty decent amount of content of me on video. And I'm like, huh. I'm actually not bad. And you know, my journey with being on video. So anyways, I just wanted to share that with you, that I actually might like myself on video now, Billy.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, I think you do get used to it after a while. Like, I know when I first started doing video, I didn't like it. But I tell you another good exercise, just do a daily show and you stop caring a little bit more every day. Like a little bit less, a little bit less, a little bit less. And then eventually you're just like, whatever, I don't care. What's up, John? Thanks for holding down Facebook over there. Sorry, I don't have Monty's audio routed properly. I did not think about. I actually ran into this issue before, so I apologize, man. But what's up, John? Maybe John just can't hear. John, can you hear me? You're on mute. Are you talking? Okay, maybe he's not talking. All right. Anyway, so Monty, are you still on? You're still over here on Guild. I'm gonna see if I can hear you.
Yeah, audio on Guild, muted on Clubhouse.
All right, so I gotta route your audio to Ecamm because I'm using it. Wait a second. Yeah.
This sounds like our sound check room.
Yo, yeah, I know, right? Like, it's not Tuesday night. Shut up. Stop talking about audio. By the way, if you guys want to do sound check stuff, there's a good soundcheck room on Tuesday nights, the Rodecaster Pro room. All right, anybody else have any thoughts? John, if you're there, man, just feel free to come off mic and tell us, you know, what not. Tell us hello. I see Gear, Garish, Nee, Joseph, Guy, Cheryl, Kendrick, everybody's in the house. Appreciate you guys jumping in over on Clubhouse. If you want to check out Guild, feel free to jump over, hit that link, come on over and check it out. And I'm still learning the ropes, apparently. Let's see. All right. Cool. So we got chats going everywhere. This is awesome, Monty. Thanks for jumping in. This is a good test. Good time. Good times.
Yeah, I'm over here working in the background myself, so, you know.
Yeah, right? Just hanging out on the... Well, dude, that's what I did yesterday. So I've been having some Ecamm troubles with the interview mode. And then I jump into Ecamm Live community, and I put my link out. I'm like, hey, if anybody wants to join. Next thing I know, I got like four or five people on, and we're all just like hanging out. I'm like, I got to go. I got to go do something else. So let's see. So Kendrick says, my niche is people without health care, rocking a chronic illness, disabled parents, and no state assistance. That is a niche. That is a niche that you definitely serve well. So appreciate you sharing that. All right. Well, I think that is it. This turned from like a regular show to hanging out, sharing some thoughts about niche audiences to tech support. So
Billy, I'm on.
Oh, there he is. What's up, John? How's it going, man?
Sorry about that, man. I guess the both of us are running into trouble today. I just downloaded the app on PC for the Club Deck, you know, like
Yeah.
And I guess I couldn't figure it out, but I switched over to my phone.
Dude, I hate that app, Club Deck. I downloaded it. I used it once, flawlessly. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And then I jumped back on it like the next day, and it like did not work.
Yeah.
However, you know, maybe I'm not as techie as I think I am, since I can't get this audio routed properly. So we'll see.
That's all right.
But anyway, so you couldn't hear it all. You could just hear me, and you could just see me too. You can't even see Monty. Is that right?
Yeah. I couldn't hear your guests on Facebook. So,
because I can see Monty on Guild, but I don't have him going out to like Facebook and YouTube and all those places. Because I didn't think about that. Because I just thought about, I was so fixated on getting Clubhouse screen into my computer. I didn't think about getting Guild into my computer, which is a pretty easy fix. I could probably whip up a scene real quick and do it, but then I got to reroute the audio. This is all good, man. This is a good test. This is the first time I'm going live officially with an episode on Guild, so this is all good. But if anybody has any more thoughts, so John, do you have a niche audience, first of all, since you came all this way from Facebook to Clubhouse? appreciate you traveling, safe travels. Are you a niche audience, or are you just hanging out in general world, and what are you seeing from it?
I'm in general world. I've had a general discussion podcast for like the past 2 years, and it's been okay. You know, we've had a pretty decent following, you know, a little bit of growth here and there, but nothing spectacular. And, you know, I attribute that to being general, you know, because we're not focused on one specific topic. I've also tried to create another show where I'm specifically talking about a topic like comic books or whatever. That does pretty well, but I feel confined in sticking with one niche, because I love talking about movies, video games, like everything. I love talking about everything, and I think the general space is where it's at for me.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense, man. I was messing with a scene there in my thing. But, I like general too, and I don't think you have to. I think it depends on what you want to do, really, in my opinion. Like, if you want to scale something, if you really want to grow an audience, grow a community, and monetize it, I think people can just rally around a niche. But I haven't successfully done this, but I've attempted to start a general show about a certain, you know, particular topic or whatever. Or like Chris Giles and I did the show called Weird Ways for about 4 episodes, maybe 3 episodes, I can't remember. And it was a lot of fun for a minute, but then, you know, like we got busy and it just kind of fell off because it didn't really have a target, didn't really have a purpose. And both Chris and I are like really motivated to, you know, create content that continues to pay us down the road and not just create content for the heck of it, which maybe we should, you know. I think it is a creative outlet, but I don't know. So yeah, different strokes for different folks. Is that still acceptable to say out loud? I'm not really sure. But anyhow, thanks for jumping in, man. Thanks for jumping in, John. Thanks for jumping in, everybody over here on Clubhouse and also on Guild. And if you're not on Guild, feel free to tap that link. And so Cheryl says, what is Guild? So it is a live streaming platform, Cheryl, that is actually really powerful. So after this goes, after we hit, and Monty, I haven't even told you about this. After we hit in session, I have a networking thing enabled. So it will allow anyone in the audience to join this networking group. So basically, ends the session, stops the live stream, stops the recording, puts us all in this networking room, and then from there, you can actually break out into little breakout rooms and then have little networking sessions that way. So, you know, like speaking of memberships, for instance, I was talking to Melanie. So if you see Melanie and Liz and Dana in the chat there, they are from Guild. And I was talking to them about it. And, you know, kind of my idea is if you're a podcaster and you're or a live streamer in particular, because it's the live stream platform, maybe you could go live here, do the show, do 30, 45 minutes or whatever with your guests or solo or whatnot. But then your members maybe have access to this networking thing. Then you can go back there, do a little Q&A session, then do a little breakout sessions, stuff like that. So I see Monty's wheels are just rolling right now.
Well, I know somebody that does something very similar to that, and the workflow is a little cumbersome because he'll do the live show, and then after the live show, it's the after party. And so he has to basically send a different URL to people that register after the fact or during the live stream to move them over basically to another platform. So to be able to live stream from one and kind of have your whole workflow based in one platform,
yeah,
it just seems like a much easier workflow. I like it. And I'm kind of working on some different workflow things, ideas, and trying to get a hard schedule in place and trying to, you know, cater to the free audience and the paid audience and not be so all over the place with, okay, what do I got to give the paid audience today? What do I got to get a free audience in this group and that group and this third party application? Something like that makes a lot of sense, especially if you can do like 45 minute live stream and then you got, you know, 15 minutes that's just members only or just live stream community people only to kind of continue that conversation.
100%. Yeah, man. I think it's cool. And so I think, you know, after today, probably what I'll do for some of you guys who are interested in the Creating Daily show or not, if you want to be a part of the roundtable, I think I'm going to put it on the schedule. I got to look at my schedule for next week to see what day, but I'll pick a day of the week because I typically do a solo show and I will just host a creators roundtable on Guild and potentially Clubhouse as well, but I won't restream this out to everywhere else. So if you're not on Guild, click that link and become a member, sign up or whatnot. And then maybe we could do that. Maybe we'll do a creators round table and then we'll do like a, you know, like bring some value, for lack of a better term, for the first 15, 20, 30 minutes, with a guest or, you know, the round table attendees, whoever wants to be a part of that. And then we could do like a little breakout kind of Q&A session at the end of it or something. And anybody that wants to check it out, I'm getting ready to end this in a few minutes, and you can definitely jump in there and check it out. So, producer Jimmy, I don't know if you're still listening or not, but would you see that some of your shows would use a platform like this? And then, because I think it brings audience engagement to like a whole nother level. And podcasters are always suffering.
Yeah, my wheels are spinning. And for one thing in particular, I think it can be used for a regular basis for sure. But one thing in particular, one idea I have, I'm not going to be able to do it this summer, probably not, but next summer for sure, doing what we're going to be calling this our summer tour for Florida Podcast Network. And so it's going to be a day-long live stream event that involves all the different shows, all the different hosts, bunch of guests, bunch of
I think she was sorry. The
yeah, no, it was an alarm. My alarm to pick up my son just went off.
Perfect timing.
So to having this live stream, I think can be a lot of fun. And then as it's going along, whether it's as each host is finishing up their part, they can then take their super fans into a separate space. Or if after the live stream is over completely, then we have like, this is probably the most likely thing, that we have like an after party that we go through with our super fans right afterwards when everyone's exhausted and probably quite drunk.
I mean, I think it's a great, you know, I was thinking about Glenn the Geek because he does a lot of virtual stuff.
In-person events. He does this 12-hour-long radiothon every year, and that's where it came from.
Dude, Okay, who wants to do a 12-hour creator-thon? Who's in?
I'm down, man. I produce his live thing every year, so I'm in.
That'd be so dope. I was in a clubhouse room one time. I wasn't in there, but the room went for 60 hours, I think. And they were like basically hanging out saying, we're not leaving till Mr. Beast shows up. And they stayed in there for 60 hours. I mean, there was like rotating mods or whatever. So it wasn't like the same people in there all the time. But anyway, I thought about that. And I'm like, man, I could do 12 hour something.
But I came across my son came across a live stream on YouTube. It must be famous. I can't imagine it's not, but it's been going on for over 2 years straight.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes. 2 years.
Monty, are you in for a 2-year live stream?
No, I remember playing around with platforms back in the day, and I had a 56-hour live stream going, but I wasn't there. My face was there. I wasn't there physically.
Dang. That's when
I got into pre-recorded video, and I was like, I started making these sales overseas, and I was like, what happened? And I had forgot to turn off my live stream because I had this video playing. It was basically a commercial I did, and it was on a loop. And I didn't realize I didn't undo the loop, and I was like, oh, this is how to do pre-recorded video. I was like, well, I can just do these pre-recorded videos and just loop them. And so until Facebook cut it off, until I cut it off, 56 hours. I made some good money off of that video.
56 hours. Oh, my gosh. Dude, I'm just going to like get all my Amazon Live content and put it in a timeline and just go live and see what happens. All right. So whoever is interested in the 12-hour creator-thon, I don't even know what that looks like. So producer Jimmy, like for Glenn the Geek's radio-thon, like – what do you do for 12 hours? Like, is it different people presenting? Is he on there the whole time?
Okay, so he is the MC, the main MC for the whole time, the whole 12 hours. But, and for the first 2 hours, Horses in the Morning, their flagship show, hosts those first 2 hours. So it's him and his Horses in the Morning co-host, Jamie. And then after that, it'll switch to another. The next hour will be a different show. Let's say dressage. And so the dressage hosts will come in. They host the show that for that hour. They have their guests. But then Glenn will be popping in here and there into the conversation. But it's those hosts who are really handling it that hour. And then us as producers are running around in the background like chickens with our heads cut off and screening calls and all those other things.
Oh my gosh. Okay. We got to put that together. That would be so much fun. I don't know what we could do. I don't know what the purpose would be, but that'd be fun.
I'm in.
That'd be
I'm
super
in.
Lots of fun. All right, cool. Well, I did one more thing over here in Clubhouse. Oh, you know, I guess I could do it. I could do it over here in Guild as well. I'll just put it in the event chat. There's so many chats here. Okay, here we go. So if you go to the link, onesheet.pro/BillyThorpe, you can do a bunch of stuff over there. One, you can learn more about me as a creator. But what I love for people to do, since you guys are more than likely creators, is go to the live. I should have put the actual link, but anyway, go to that. Go to where it says live streams, and you'll see Creating Daily, and then you'll see apply as guest. And if you want to be a guest on the show, I am taking guests all the time. I'm trying to book at least 2, potentially 3 guests per week. So if you're a creator and you have some type of content that you could bring in really more of like a how-to format. I mean, I love hearing backstories and all that kind of stuff, but I really want to, with this show, give people an opportunity to learn about, you know, like kind of how to do something. And obviously your story will be weaved in and out of there, but I've had Monty on there before. I've had producer Jimmy on there. I've had Girish in the audience on there, Brent in the audience, which by the way, Brent is the creator of One Sheet Pro. So be sure to follow him over here in Clubhouse and then wherever else you can find him. Super great. By the way, they did this new feature, Monty. I don't know if you're on there, but it's where it's that apply as a guest feature. So I can come into Clubhouse room. I put my link up. I say, hey, I'm looking for guests. And typically we'll get like 3 or 4 guest requests. And then I can, you know, navigate those guest requests in their, you know, back dashboard channel and figure out like, do I want to pursue this or not? So it's kind of fun. And producer Jimmy, that might be something. I don't know if your host have a bunch of guests or not, but that might be something they like. And they have a free version and they have a paid version. I'm not sure what's included in all this. So anyway. All right, cool. Yeah, Nee says in the back chat he has a how-to. We just got to figure out a time because you work. Just quit your job, Nee, and come on my show. Like, geez, not that big of a deal. Right?
And I followed Brett because I think it is a good possible idea for us too. Yeah.
Yeah, it has saved me so much time and energy. Like, yeah, it's awesome. And also all your hosts can be a part of a directory. And then, like, I'm a part, I think I'm still number one, by the way, in their directory. And you can get in there and find guests and network and all that. And the beauty of it, it's all open. So instead of other platforms that make you sign up and have this, you know, paywall with your email or literally paid, you can jump in there and just go, you don't have to have an account to reach out to me at all. It'll prompt you for an account. Oh, he came up. Brent came up. I just saw him.
So say, in fact, Brent, I co-host the PodFest podcast. So if you'd like to get a lot of podcasters interested in using your service, let's talk.
Talk to me, producer Jimmy. I am a spokesperson for Brent. Okay.
There you go. Okay. Dilly note.
Yeah. Now, hey guys, what's up? I don't want to. I haven't created in a long time, so I feel a little out of place here. It's been quite some time since I had a podcast or anything like that. But I just want to say hey and say thanks. And I know Billy mentioned a paid version, but I wanted to just let everybody know that's creators. I was a creator. I got nickel and dime as a creator. There is no charge on the creator side of this, like, at all. So we're really just trying to put a tool, not another tool where you can go all these different places. We're really trying to have something you can use anywhere. Because I remember those pain points. So I'm just trying to help out with the community.
But so what is the paid side, Brent? Can you remind me of that?
So the paid side right now is really allowing you on the guest side, because it's one sheet, right? It, like, helps you find a guest and be a guest. And so the paid side really is about if you really want to supercharge your be a guest side. So you want to embed past podcast episodes. We allow you to put that right inside the page. You can tweak how it looks on your link, like you've got right now, Billy, where it says creating daily, that kind of stuff. But it's really more on the be a guest side. And only if you want to ramp it up and you really want to take that seriously to, like, promote yourself in different places.
Yeah. Yeah. And the cool thing about being a creator, Monty, you'll love this as well, is they have an auto affiliate program built in. So once you sign up for their affiliate program, if somebody clicks on my link and applies to be on my show or whatever, and they go, I want one of these. Or I actually think there's even a prompt within the sign up where it can say, hey, create your own one sheet. So maybe you create it, it's free, you decide, hey, I want the paid version. Well, then you pay for it. Well, then I get a kickback off of that. So it's another, monetization opportunity, as we're always trying to figure out, like, how do I pay for this $400 microphone? And if you're not like Monty and just get it for free from a brand, then you're like me and you got to pay for it. Affiliates are the way to go.
Yeah, got to maximize affiliate stuff and brand partnerships. I'm trying to, that's what I'm really trying to niche down on, Billy, is like, there's so many opportunities. Like, I have to kind of come more narrow focus because I am the catalyst of it. Like, Monty has to show up on camera to drive all my revenue sources. So that's what I'm kind of working through now is, creating content, but having, like, my team be the face of it so that I don't necessarily have to, because that's a sticking point where, like, either I have to charge more or I can't do that opportunity because I'm forced to show up. So I'm really kind of, I literally have a picture, Billy, that has all this stuff that's sitting on my desk that companies are asking for videos for. Now, at the time, it was like, okay, you can send it and it'll be a complimentary video if I have time to do it. And the reason I want to do it is because of the affiliate commission that's associated with it. But, like, they've stacked up and I'm like, I'm glad I told them, like, you can send this, but it's no promise that I'm going to even create content for it because, I do want those affiliate commissions for products that I actually like, but it takes time to kind of go through all that stuff. But when I saw you talk about, being able to, like, have the guests put in all that information ahead of time, that's an important part of when you're booking an interviewee is I need to know some information prior to the show starting. and making sure that they actually show up. That's a different conversation.
So Chris Giles, I love Chris showing up late to the party. Chris, where you at, man? Where you at? Hour and a half late. I'm just messing. But he says, should we be hearing something over on YouTube? I just didn't route the audio, Chris. I'm apologizing. You hear me, but no one heard you, Monty, unfortunately. So I'm gonna have to go trim it all out. But it's on
Guild. Gotta buy the replay. They gotta buy the replay.
Yeah, you gotta buy the replay, Chris. It's exclusively available on Guild only. That's the only thing you can do. Chris says he's distracted. I don't buy that, Chris. Like, I don't buy that. Actually, you know what? I know Chris is distracted sometimes because sometimes we'll be doing a live, and I'm like, Chris, are you there? Chris, where you at? He says, of course he didn't. We just talked about this yesterday. Yeah, I know, man. Anyway, I'll figure out all this audio stuff. Well, that is great. You guys are all awesome. Brent, John, producer Jimmy, Monty, appreciate all you all jumping in and having this great conversation. That's been totally fun. So let me know in the chat closest to you if you like this round table. And this is like the most unorganized it will possibly be and probably the most tech busted it'll ever be. So if you've enjoyed this, I think we can do a better show next week and continue to do these round tables. Only if you like them. So let me know if you like it. Drop me a thumbs up in the chat. If not, maybe next week we'll just work on a 12-hour, 12-hour live stream. Like, forget the hour and a half round table. Oh, look at Chris. Chris jumps into the clubhouse the clubhouse room. We'll see if he comes. Oh, what's up, Chris? Good to see you, man.
What's up, bro? My bad. I had to make sure I muted you over here, so I went all crazy.
Oh yeah, no worries. I muted Monty. Like he is my, you got to pay to hear his voice on the live stream. So that's part of the membership. Whenever I interview Monty, it's paid only. So that's why you're not a member, Chris. That's why you didn't hear.
I mean, he's big time now, man. You know, that's what happens when you blow up like that. You know.
Oh man, it's too much fun. Well, you guys are fun, and I'll put it on the calendar for another roundtable discussion, and if anybody can join, feel free to do that. That'll be super amounts of fun, and anybody can join as well as like a part of the conversation. So don't feel like it's only people that are on this stage because I invited producer Jimmy, Monty, and Chris, and Brent, so they all showed up. Imagine that. That's awesome. Sid didn't show up, though. He's going to the boiler room. But anyway, I appreciate all you guys so much. I'm going to shut this thing down. So, Monty, I'm going to dip you out of here. I'm going to dip you out, and I'm going to close this show because I just got to finish strong here. So I appreciate you, man. See ya. All right, everybody, that is it for Creating Daily. Be sure to come back tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern time, wherever you're watching or listening from, except for Guild. I won't be live on Guild. It'll be either on Bullhorn or YouTube. And so anyway, I'm implementing Guild, but I still got a couple tech issues to figure out before I go live again. So tomorrow I will maybe work on that later today and maybe tomorrow on Guild, but probably not until I figure out the audio stuff. But join Sid Meadows and I. We're going to be here tomorrow live. Sid has been away at a business conference hosting a conference about digital storytelling. And so guess what we're talking about tomorrow is storytelling digitally on the internet. Okay, anyway, it's going to be good. I'm sure he's fired up about it. So join me 2 p.m. tomorrow. That's going to be super amounts of fun. And we'll see you then. Thanks for watching. All right, what's up, Clubhouse? Thank you guys so much. That was fun. It's a good time. Even you, Chris, showing up late. It was good. Chris, are you there? Can you hear me? Earth to Chris. Wait, did everybody leave?
It was a wild ride, Billy's wild ride.
Yeah, I thought this was like an after party.
I'm
this
here.
Kind of dull. Oh, no, there we go.
I was like, what's happening? You know what? I should have went. I should have. Let me get out of Guild here. I should have done the networking thing. I forgot all about it. Oops. I don't think it's. Yeah, it's too late now. Okay, I'm just going to leave. All right, cool. All right, cool. Well, that was pretty fun. What do you guys think? You guys like Creator Roundtable or no? I had so much tech troubles, but besides that, I had fun. Not all at once.
You know what I appreciate about you, Billy? You know what I appreciate about you is that you have multi-skills. You're able to run a room. You're able to know enough about a lot of things that you can have a roundtable with experts in all different areas of podcasting and creating content. So I think you're doing a great job. That's my two cents. I'm complete.
Sweet. I love it. I'll take that.
You could increase the number of dad jokes, though. That would satisfy some of us out here.
Well, Brent, that's why I brought you up, man. I thought you were going to just fire off like three before you said anything, but you didn't.
I got nothing, man. I got teenagers now. It's all just dripping in sarcasm. That's all it is anymore.
It's all publicly embarrassing them on their TikToks when they leave their phones laying around. That's too much fun. All right, cool. Well, if you guys want to, stay tuned. Well, I tell you, I'll put this out there. If anybody that is like, hey, I would love to be a part of the regular rotation of a round table, no pun intended, like round rotation. Anyway, if you want to be a part of that, just let me know and I'll put you on the list. And maybe if I do it in Clubhouse, which I imagine I probably will for the first several, I will just add you as a co-host. No pressure to show up, no pressure to do anything. But if you want to be a part of that, just let me know and I'll put you in the list. So
drop me a chat. Down, Billy. I know there's about once a month that I definitely can't come because this is at the same time as Jody's room and she asked me to help out in there about once a month. But other than that, I'm down, man.
Does she do a
other
daily?
Other than that and work.
Does she do daily at two or she just do certain days?
No, every week, weekly, I believe.
Is it Thursdays? I thought it was like Wednesdays or something.
You know, now that I think about it, it usually is on Wednesdays, but it was she definitely had one today.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I will forgive you, or I'll just negotiate with Jody. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm a hot commodity. What do you want for producer Jimmy? You know, let's fight it out.
Yeah, and you guys are like doing projects with her. Maybe I just hire her a bunch and then like just ditch producer Jimmy altogether, and Jody and I become friends. No, I didn't think you were going to like that idea either. It's okay.
It's a great idea.
All right. Well, I'm going to bounce out of here. I really appreciate everybody. It's been a ton of fun. And I'll look at my calendar and put one on the calendar for next week. And we'll do a certain topic. And if anybody has any topics you want us to cover or to talk about, we can do that as well. And so, producer Jimmy, I'll just put you on the list. Like I said, if you can show up, cool. If not, no big deal. And if anybody else wants to do something like that, just let me know and I will put you on the list as well. Appreciate you guys. Talk to you later.